Hey everybody. I know it's been a minute since I've been doing this broadcast, but I'm back and I'm going to be consistent, you know what I'm saying? Give you 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes out of my day to, you know, talk to the people that's willing to listen to me. And today I want to talk about how people who hate when you throw them love. And what I mean by that, I have recently been in this situation, you know what I'm saying? I'll explain it for you guys. So, you know, chilling with a homeboy of mine, and he's like, bro, you know, you should set a mission up, you know, man, I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, crack something. So I'm like, all right, I gotta for sure. You know what I'm saying? So I set it up, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? The room was good, full with energy. But he felt I didn't feel no grudge. I had nothing against the man, you know what I'm saying? I already told him all the things that I felt. And I thought that this was unbeopened. But it was more of the story is he was calling me fuck nigga, this, all that. And, you know, this is how you decipher from your bad energy to your good energy. And this is how you decipher what you should keep around. If you help a person out and they mad disrespect you like that and not trying to understand the situation of something, because we had the people that I was with, we had deep conversations and he didn't understand it. Instead of trying to understand it, he got offended and start attacking me. And what I want to say to that is, you got to be aware of your surroundings, you got to be aware of your friends, and you got to be aware of how people treat you. And if you let people abuse you, then it's supposed to happen, because you never learn from it and you let it keep happening. And you let this person take advantage of your life and control you. And I'm not saying that for everybody, but I'm saying that for a couple people. And those people know what I'm talking about, because they've been in many situations where they got in complicated things where they had to make decisions they didn't really want to make, because they haven't, you know, eliminated that person or that thing in a life to go on a positive road. Now, I understand, you know what I'm saying, people, you know, keep people around to have a certain energy, or, you know what I'm saying, to be in a certain environment because how the person's cool or all of that. But look, you are your own person, and the things you do will make you happy if you search for the things that you know will make you happy, if that makes any sense, you know what I'm saying. But off that subject, I recently just saw that like 6ix9ine is, you know, getting out of jail, getting released. And then, you know, going down my YouTube timeline, my, you know, feedback or whatever, I saw, you know, Daylight dressed up as all makeup, and, you know, he's a very conspiracy type of person. He was like, yeah, 6ix9ine signed the blood contract, which you already know he's a blood. And he was talking about his Treyway and the 6ix9ine Tekashi name, which means, you know what I'm saying, if you want to check out the video is called, let me just click on my phone, go to my timeline real quick so I can tell you guys the name of this video. The video is called Bradley Daylight White Half Brother Says He Called the Feds on Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know what I'm saying? So you can go ahead and check that out, see for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It was funny to me because how he tried to act white was very freaking terrible. Like, very terrible. But I feel to saying what he was discussing. I feel like it was just a stunt. And it may not be a stunt, but to me, in my eyes and my opinion, I feel like it's a stunt to boost up his album sales. Even though he's selling a lot, you know what I'm saying? He got good records. He on the Billboard. Yeah, of course, you know what I'm saying? If you're an upcoming artist and people start to view you. But my question is to that is, you know what I'm saying? Why do people feel like they have to go do extra things to, you know, try to become famous? I mean, it's not that complicated to, you know, do your own thing and, you know what I'm saying, do what makes you happy, because once there's happiness, there will be a path to what you believe in that makes you happy. And, you know, and it will be like, you know, some dark days where, you know, you gotta push through them, because to be happy, you gotta feel pain first in order to feel the rest of your happiness, if that makes any sense, you know what I'm saying? But another thing I want to bring up, you know what I'm saying? My name is Honor Rocky. You can search me on Instagram. Sorry, I said at. Fuck it. Anyway, you can search me on Instagram at Honor Rocky. You can search me on Twitter at Honor Rocky. And, you know, anything, you just put Honor Rocky with two Y's. But yeah, search me. You know what I'm saying? You can just look at the things that, you know, I'm doing right now, recently. Right now, I got a meeting on the 10th. I gotta be at. After that, next year, I'm going to Hawaii for a little convention. LA convention. Coming to St. Louis. So, shout out to all them cities. And a couple other places, you know. You know, when you're up and moving, you gotta stay on the road. But right now, you know what I'm saying, it's the holidays, so I'm just kicked back, laid back, you know. But I have a question for you listeners, you know what I'm saying. I want to know how crazy it gets at the family dinner table. And everybody has crazy family, and you can't tell me it's all nice and dandy, because, you know, things like that always has drama. Always. You can't tell me it doesn't. When everybody together in the household, crazy things get said at the holidays. It's all lovey-dovey. Then you got that one person that just kicks it off. And, you know. But, that's the end of this broadcast for tonight at 3:00 a.m. And you know what it is. It's your boy Honor Rocky. Keep following. Bless your guy. And I give you my opinion and the end feed on hip hop. Yo, check it.